Welcome back. It is a Thursday, 4:10 this afternoon. If you would like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text. That number is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So if you would, well, let's get started with some of the top stories in the news going on, some of the top headlines going on. More than 30 million U.S. drivers don't know they're at risk from a rare yet dangerous airbag blast. This comes about as airbag inflators in rare cases can explode in a collision and actually spew shrapnel. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding the manufacturer of ARC Automotive of Knoxville recall the 67 million inflators that could explode with such force to blow apart the metal canister. So this is an ongoing dispute between federal safety regulators and ARC Automotive, but it doesn't look like it's going to get resolved anytime soon. Supreme Court avoids ruling in a law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. This they've sided with Google, Twitter, and Facebook in lawsuits that seeking to hold them liable for terrorist attacks and other things. Which, yeah, I'm glad they sided with this. The justices. Basically, there's federal law that shields social media companies from being sued over content posted by others. They unanimously rejected the lawsuit, saying that they should be able to sue them. And then Disney, oh boy, coming back here to Florida, Disney has scrapped plans for a new billion-dollar project here in Florida as the fight with Governor DeSantis continues on. This was the basically they had planned to build a campus about 20 miles from the Walt Disney World theme park. This is going to be the one we'd actually brought it up before. They were going to go ahead and basically build housing, that a lot of the housing was going to be for the employees. It was going to be like a income restricted housing development. And like first come, first serve, but yet the first dibs was going to be going to the employees. They've decided to go ahead and abandon that. Disney says in a memo, the new leadership and changing business conditions prompted Disney to abandon those plans. Yeah. New leadership and changing business conditions. Okay. And then, and by the way, I guess they're going to, this is kind of weird part though. They're going to relocate 2,000 employees from Southern California to work in digital technology, finance, and product development. So a couple of moves with Disney, not just from here in the state of Florida. By the way, if you'd like to weigh in on any of these news stories, you can text us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. One of the things here that we've been talking about was claims that of election falsehoods, stolen election claims, things like this. The apparently, so I guess Elon Musk is insisting that stolen election claims on the platform will be corrected. Analysis from the Associated Press shows that the 10 most widely shared tweets promoting a rigged election narrative just in the 5 days after the CNN town hall have not been labeled or even removed. And so this is bringing some scrutiny on Elon Musk and his handling of Twitter, which once again, the Supreme Court just ruled on this. So this is kind of two things somewhat related, which is the Supreme Court just ruled that Twitter, nor Facebook, nor Google, or any of these platforms can be held liable for content that users post. Yet, at the same time, we have a group of people, liberals, who want to censor conversation, control narrative, and throw it in. Basically, this is the thing that's hypocritical. They want to throw it in somebody's face if they're sharing something that's wrong. Yet they're hypocrites because when you show, they throw it in their face of the things that were wrong pertaining to like COVID, for example, and how they mislabeled science for political, you know, what they were labeling as science was actually just political motivation. No, you can't block that. Can't keep that stuff blocked. If you're going to call a guy who has a penis a female, which is clearly that's bigger lie than the election was stolen. But no, can't block that. Got to keep that going. Just like, come on, give me a break with this stuff. We've been looking at the Federal Reserve. Oh, wait, before we get to the Federal Reserve story, let me get to traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roadways are looking good right now. We do have some slight delays on I-10 heading westbound in between Pine Forest and 29. Nothing too bad to slow you down. It's just pretty busy right now. But if you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, boy, we still got the inflation going on. And so the stubbornness of high inflation is dividing the Federal Reserve on how to manage interest rates in the coming months. Some are saying that they want to just take a pause on raising interest rates. Yet others in the Federal Reserve believe it's time to go ahead and keep hiking the rates again next month. So we'll have to see what happens with that as they are continuing to debate that. Stock market today, Wall Street rose. The S&P rose 0.9%, added to its rally from yesterday. The NASDAQ led the market with a 1.5% gain. The Dow rose 115 points. Walmart was one of the companies that helped lift the market after reporting stronger results from the year than what was expected. And bond yields rose as well. And then the debt ceiling negotiators still going at it. And they're trying to get a deal done before the weekend, but apparently a lot of work still remains. So, of course, we will give you more updates on that as we are getting more details as they come through. All right, it's Pensacola right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we have Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And let's coming up here in just a minute or so, I do want to share another ranking for Pensacola. I was going to say it's a positive thing, but I guess it depends on your outlook. We'll talk about that coming up here next.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, Disney says they will not be relocating over 2,000 employees to Florida as once planned. Disney Park Chairman Josh D'Amaro told employees today the decision was due to changing business conditions. The House could vote on a bill to raise the debt ceiling as soon as next week. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters today he does see a path forward towards a deal as negotiators from his staff and the White House are continuing to meet. Some members of Congress are looking to make AM radio a required feature in all vehicles. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is leading the effort, saying 47 million people listen to AM radio every week. And the first sign of trouble for Ja Morant is that his sneakers are no longer available on Nike's website. This comes after he was shown holding a firearm in a social media video for the second time in less than 2 months.
Yeah, and do you think he's gonna? What do you think is gonna play out for him? Do you think he's gonna get suspended for the ceiling? Do you think he's for the season, or do you think this just go away?
It's not gonna go away. No, I mean the NBA has proven in the past that it deeply cares about the image, especially of its athletes. So no, he will get suspended. I want to say maybe 20-25 this game's this time around. I think the real problem, though, is kind of what we were just alluding to, is I think we'll see the sponsorships fall off. That's, I think, the bigger problem for him this go around. And then, his standing with the league after this, if there's another instance, then, he could be talking about a season-long suspension, maybe even the Grizzlies just say, we're done. But, I think the sponsorships are...
I was going to say, I think the thing is they, there was discussion about them trying to trade him. And I think they've basically lost any kind of trade leverage with the second incident happening. I mean, he's a tremendous player still, obviously, but with the second incident, I think that pretty much made it to where he's not going to be able to be traded, and they're going to have to try to work with him, I think, and try to get him under control. I don't know, you know, what in the world's his deal going to nightclubs and waving around a gun like it's a dance piece. It's not a, you know, it's not part of the, whoa, we're doing the dance. Where's my gun? Yeah, I got to get my gun for this dance. Like, what? I don't understand the point of it. But Disney scrapping the plans for the new Florida campus. You brought that one up.
Right.
So I actually missaid earlier when I brought this up. I said this was the housing complex. This is not that. This is a different thing where they were going to be building. So apparently the housing subdivision is still on.
Okay.
Where they're going to build this big subdivision and employees are going to have first dibs on the housing. This is actually the technology campus that they were building. They were going to try to relocate 2,000 employees from California, bring them to Florida and have them work in Florida instead of in California. Which I think is funny because here's what's going on. The reason why they were trying to do that is because the cost of business is so high in California.
Yeah, right.
Plus, frankly, they could pay less, smaller salaries in Florida, and the employees benefit because they actually pay less in taxes. And so it was like a win-win-win-win-win. And now they're like, the business climate has made it to where we're not going to do this anymore. It's literally just them throwing a tantrum. Yeah. It's literally just throwing a tantrum is all it is at this point. So, and who gets hurt? Their employees. Because guess what? Disney's still a multi-billion dollar company. They're not hurt by this. No. This doesn't hurt anybody except for their employees. And it's just them throwing a temper tantrum. So I tell you what, it's something else that's going on right there. And then I guess, it hurts to say it, but you and I were wrong. Ron DeSantis is not going to get in the race this week.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be this week. I thought he was going to file the paperwork earlier in the week.
They're saying like it won't even be until like not this next week, but the week after where he makes his formal announcement.
That's what CNN's saying, that he's going to file next week.
But I wonder, you know, DeSantis, you know, one thing that was in that CNN article, though, was, you know, hey, you know, he does have a history of kind of sticking it to the media. So he may just want to just say that we're all wrong and just he'll announce tomorrow or something like, you know, who knows? But
okay,
I mean, that was just their speculation.
True. There could be a chance. Yeah, he's a little bit of a disruptor. So maybe maybe he goes ahead and makes the announcement earlier than that. Like I said, I think as long as he's in before June, anybody who's going to get in by June, because then you can get to all of the stuff in Iowa and New Hampshire and Nevada, the first early states, and really campaign the heck out of those areas.
Right.
If they're going to get into it, like Mike Pence, I'm not hearing anything from my Iowa contacts. I'm not hearing anything about him trying to build up a team or anything. So at this point, I don't think Mike Pence is going to run. And if he does, he's getting into the game too late. He's not going to have a really good team behind him to build up a presence in the early states.
And DeSantis is going to New Hampshire tomorrow, by the way.
Yes. So. And I was going to say, whereas DeSantis is building a team on the ground already in those early states. So he's pretty much, he's in.
He's in.
Yeah, it's just a matter of.
He's waiting for the, where is he from? It's how do you pronounce it? Dunedin?
Huh?
How do you pronounce the town down in Florida? Dunedin.
I butcher towns all the time. You're asking me.
I don't know. Somebody will text in with the phonetically proper guy, but maybe the Dunedin Arena is booked up for the next couple of weeks, so he's waiting for because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
So he's going to announce Dunedin, it in his hometown.
Florida, yeah. Yeah. Got an interesting text here. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives and then I'll read the text.
I got the Gracie's on the phone.
I wasn't paying attention to Gracie. Yeah. My bad. She's on the phone. So here's the text. I worked for the Mouse for 5 years. They've held Florida hostage long enough. And that's basically what I was trying to say. And this is them pitching a temper tantrum over the handling, which I even stated before. The whole handling of the Reedy Creek district still wasn't really punishment against Disney. The district had a name change and Disney can't appoint their own people who are going to, basically they can't appoint their own people, because guess what? The job of the new district is still the same. Their job is to help with the economic development of Disney properties. So their job is still to help Disney.
Yeah.
That is their point, to help Disney grow and go get bonds and approve labor agreements and things like that. That's still their job. So it's like, it's not even that big of a punishment. All right, let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives.
Well, I was on the phone with someone who actually is where DeSantis is from and went to the same high school as him, Dunedin, Florida.
Dunedin.
Dunedin High School, right out of Clearwater.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's that. Here in Pensacola, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. You see something else on the roads causing some slowdowns? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
I'm pretty sure if I went to school there, it would just be dun-dun-dun or dun-dun-dun. Where are you from? Dun-dun-dun, Florida.
Yeah, dad joke isn't until next hour, Bobby.
Daggum it. Still good. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Coming up here next, I forgot what I was going to talk about. I had it up before, and now I forgot. So I'll figure it out in the break. Right now, Florida Panhandle, Pensacola Beach has been ranked number one in the United States in a new ranking. This is the 9 mile stretch of Florida's sugar white sand beaches, known as Dr. Beach, or the St. George Island off the Florida Panhandle, was one of the areas, but basically went all the way to Pensacola Beach, been ranked number one place. Now, If you want to applaud our beaches because you know how great they are, this is fantastic. If you don't want more people visiting here, this is bad.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The Pentagon is responding to news that Air Force leaker Jack Teixeira was warned about his handling of classified documents before allegedly leaking them. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the Air Force will make changes to prevent that from happening again.
This is an ongoing investigation, not just by the Department of Justice, but the Air Force has also launched their own internal investigation.
The leak revealed information about the Ukrainian war and activities of U.S. allies. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad appears to have gotten his country's seat back in the Arab League. They were booted 12 years ago following a civil war that killed hundreds of thousands of people. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel says the U.S. does not support warming relations with Syria.
We don't support normalization with the Assad regime, and we don't support our partners doing so.
America is listening to Fox News.
.431 now at News Radio 92.3. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Ford. 80 degrees and a few clouds right now. Full look at the forecast with meteorologist Joseph Neubauer is coming up, along with a check of the roads from Gracie. We start with Dr. Tim Smith, who's making his first public comment since the Escambia School Board voted to terminate his contract. In an interview with WEAR's Tanner Stewart, Smith was asked if he thought he got a fair shake.
I feel like when you look back to this fall, And the topic really first came up, I think up until that point, I really felt we were working well. And at that point, certainly that was kind of the red flag that was waved. And I think from that point, it's been challenging.
Smith also said the first thing he'd tell a candidate wanting to apply for superintendent is that Escambia is a very special school district with teachers who are tireless workers. Police in Atmore say a McDavid man is now charged with attempted murder after a woman was found shot inside a motel room. According to North Escambia's Bill Reynolds, 39-year-old Luis Becerra was booked into the Escambia, Alabama Detention Center. Cops responded to the Southland Motel at around 11:45 yesterday morning and found the woman suffering from gunshot wounds on the floor. She was airlifted to a local hospital and a statewide alert was issued. Becerra was arrested by Alabama troopers near Evergreen along I-65. Back here in town, FHP is continuing their investigation after the fatal crash on Mobile Highway earlier this week that happened as a stolen Ford Mustang was fleeing from Pensacola police officers. Spokesman Mike Wood says that happens far too often.
And, you know, we have cars flee from us almost on a daily basis. And if it's something, for, you know, traffic related, like running a stop sign or something like that, then we're not going to pursue that vehicle. It's a moving violation, and we're not going to do that. But when you're talking about a forcible felony, that's going to change everything.
And Wood says if a suspect has previously used a firearm in a crime, as they were suspected of in this case, they very well could use it again and seriously hurt someone. He says PPD generally doesn't chase suspects over minor traffic infractions, but that can all vary depending on road conditions and traffic. And finally, Governor Ron DeSantis is planning to officially launch his bid for the White House next week. That, according to CNN, citing multiple sources familiar with the decision. A run has long been speculated, of course, but DeSantis plans on filing formal paperwork with the Federal Election Commission next week, which coincides with a two-day meeting with donors in Miami.
Rain chance on Friday, it's still there, but it's a little bit on the lower side, 20 to 30% versus 40 to 60%. Highs will also be a little bit cooler on Friday versus the last couple of days in the low to mid 80s, partly cloudy skies. The weekend, we keep highs in the middle 80s. Rain chance is also very isolated as well. Keep your outdoor plans on Saturday and Sunday. And next week looks a little bit cooler with highs dipping into the lower 80s and lows potentially into the 60s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And Gracie Wolf has traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, as well as just your typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you see something else slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We're talking about Governor DeSantis, the town that he's from, Dunedin. And I was like, I don't know how you pronounce it, Dunedin. And then somebody came in and says, it's Dunedin. And I was like, oh, okay, Dunedin. And I was like, I'd have to call it Dun-dun-dun. So it sounds like Dun-dun-dun. Dun, dun, dun. No. Here's another one that says, this is what happens when I finish my meal. I'm done eating. Oh, okay. Like that. That's how it's pronounced. I'm done eating. And, okay. I got it. There's top three stories here, and then we'll get to your sports. Governor DeSantis is expected to enter the presidential race next week. According to CNN, he's going to file his paperwork, but then his formal announcement may not come until the week after. And then, so, you know, I thought it was going to be this week. I was off on that one. Disney, in the meantime, scrapping plans for a new Florida campus as the fight with Governor Ron DeSantis continues. Most believe that the reason why they're scrapping this campus is because of the fight with him. A company official says in a memo to employees that new leadership and changing business conditions prompted Disney to abandon those plans. The plans were to build a campus about 20 miles from the Walt Disney World theme park. That was going to be for their tech employees relocated from California. And so they're not going to do that, at least for now. Senate Democrats are asking President Biden to stop negotiating with the Republicans on the debt ceiling solution. Senate Democrats want him to use the 14th Amendment to bypass Congress and declare the debt ceiling unconstitutional. And this would also make it to where the debt ceiling would be eliminated for good. And so far, Biden's been reluctant to do so due to legal challenges that would sure come to pass if he does that. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, baseball games that happened a little bit earlier. The Miami Marlins beat the Washington Nationals 5-3. The Tampa Bay Rays lost to the Mets 3-2. The Angels beat the Orioles. The Cleveland Guardians beat the White Sox. And no televised games on tonight. At 7:30 on ESPN, though, you've got your NBA playoffs game two of the Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets lead the series 1-0, so it'll be the Nuggets against the Lakers. Then NHL playoffs, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Florida Panthers are going to be playing the Carolina Hurricanes. That'll be at 7 o'clock on TNT. And, you know, I was thinking about this, that the, think about that. Florida and Carolina are in the NHL hockey playoffs, the conference finals. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. NHL hockey was pretty much a northern states, Canada type of sport. Like, those are all the teams that dominated. It was weird to have, like, the LA Kings. And now here we've got the Florida Panthers against Carolina Hurricanes, the Eastern Conference Finals. Two southern teams. It's pretty crazy how much the NHL hockey has expanded and grown. And now you've got, you know, these teams in the south doing well. In other sports news, actually, I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. Of course, we have typical afternoon traffic on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Navarre. And we do have some slow-moving traffic that's going to be on Brent Lane right near Pensacola Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That's right. I was just saying, it's kind of crazy. We got these two NHL hockey teams in the Eastern Conference Finals. They're both from the South. Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes. And got a text here. So yeah, and it's almost June and it's 90 degrees. Yeah, good point, too. Like, we got some great hockey underway. Go check out some the sport on the ice in 90 degree weather. It's just kind of funny to me, but it does show the attraction and the growth. I mean, we see it here with the Ice Flyers in town. I mean, you go to the Ice Flyers when they're in the playoffs, you can't get a seat. A lot of support here in Pensacola for hockey. All right. In other news, the first round of the PGA Championship is underway at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Bryson DeChambeau leads with 4 under par. Scottie Scheffler, Corey Connors are a shot behind him. Both Rafael Nadal and Nick Kyrgios will both miss next week's French Open due to an injury. The Nadal also confirmed that 2024 season will be his last before retiring as well. NES Pensacola is going to be open to the public coming up this weekend for the first time in 3 years. And a couple things you might want to know about this. First of all, only the West Gate will be open. This is the one that's over on Blue Angel Parkway. So that's the one that's going to be open. The main gate will still be closed to the public. So you got to go to the West Gate, the kind of long way around, which is actually short. It depends where you live. If you live in Perdido area, then, you know, it's close. But that's the one that you have to go to is that gate. Then all U.S. citizens and U.S. nationals 18 and older must have a real ID or passport. The real ID is your driver's license that has the gold star on it. So if you're 18 and older, got to have the real ID, or you got to bring your passport. And then what was the other thing? Oh, hours. Public access hours is available 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is what it looks like. So, of course, you cannot bring any weapons, not even a pocket knife. You know, I've gotten my pocket knife confiscated at the gate one time. No backpacks or coolers allowed. Diaper bags or medically required bags are acceptable, but they are subject to search. No alcoholic beverages, no drones, no visitors with boats or boat trailers. And anything I'm missing? I think that's it. All right. So that comes up starting again this weekend. Speaking of Ron DeSantis, we've had him a lot in the news today, but as he's approaching an actual announcement to run for president, he's starting to ramp up his conversation about Trump now, finally. finally starting to call it Trump. Like, he brought up before, he felt like Trump was a little too weak on abortion recently. And now he's sharing with his donors that if Trump's the nominee, he's not going to be able to beat Democrats in 2024. It went through his super PAC, but he says, you've basically got three people at this point that are credible in this whole thing: Joe Biden, Trump, and me. And he goes, I think out of those three, two have a chance to be elected president, Biden and me, based on all the data in the swing states, which is not great for the former president, and probably insurmountable because people are just not going to change their view of him, end quote. So I've been one of the ones that says I disagree with that kind of statement. I think a lot of people who did not vote for the former president in the past will vote for him over Biden because Biden's done such a terrible job. I've stated that many times before. However, I had a meeting over the weekend with some people, and it was a room full of Republican voters who all either didn't vote for Trump and just voted third party, or just didn't vote, or they did indeed actually vote for Biden this last time. And I was trying to get a feel for them. I just thought, look, I mean, if you know me by now, you know I'm not going to hold back. I'm just going to ask them, right? So I just brought it up, like, hey, you know, I know you guys didn't support Trump at all last time. But Biden's done such a terrible job. If Trump is the nominee, don't you think you're voting for him this time? Not one person in this room, about a dozen people, not one person said that they would vote for Trump if he's the nominee again. And I was like, I was kind of incensed. I was like, even over Biden? Like, Biden is doing a worse job than I thought he would. Like, I knew he was going to be bad, but this is worse than I thought he would do. And you would still, and they go, no, I'm not saying, they were like, I'm not saying I'll vote for Biden, but I'm not voting for Trump. And so I brought this up way back at the beginning, you know, all this election stolen conversation and stuff. I'm like, election stolen or not, all I know is that more people crossed over the aisle and voted for Biden for the first time, you know, voted Democrat for the first time ever than I've ever seen in all the elections. Trump pushed people out of the Republican Party. They just can't take his attitude. They just don't. They can't swallow him and support his policies. That's what it comes down to. They can't, nobody, like, it is, people cannot separate the man from the policies. And some people like the man. They like the brashness and all this other stuff. But a lot of people just do not like the man, and they can't separate the man from the policies. And so despite this horrific, I mean, like I told them, I said, so you'd rather vote for a guy basically that may not even have a brain by the time he's running for reelection. I mean, Biden's just, I really doubt his cognitive abilities at this point. And they're like, yeah, I'd rather have that because he's going to have other people. The other people are pulling the strings anyway. Other people are making the, you know, doing things anyway. And I'd rather just swallow it for another 4 years. And then we get somebody else. And I was a little surprised by that, but it does go into what Governor DeSantis is saying. He doesn't believe that in battleground states that he would, that Trump has the ability to beat Biden. That's shocking to me, but I'm just one person. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. Let's go right now. Go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
Our roadways are looking good this Thursday afternoon with I-10 and I-110, not causing any major slowdowns. Of course, you're going to see your typical afternoon traffic on 98, but if you do see something else slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-226-1111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's get a quick update from the newsroom with Joe Ford. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, parents in New York City are celebrating after getting the city to move migrants out of their school gym. Parents at PS 188 in Coney Island say they were never informed of Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house the migrants there and immediately began protesting in front of the school. Tests for marijuana after workplace accidents are coming back positive at the highest rate in 25 years. A report from Quest Diagnostics shows that 7.3% of workers tested positive after being part of an accident at work last year. A professor is attempting to fail his students after accusing them of using ChatGPT software to cheat. Jared Mum with Texas A&M Commerce sent the email to students in his animal science class saying he ran the assignments through ChatGPT twice to conclude that they cheated. And finally, the communications director for embattled New York Congressman George Santos says she's honored to resign from her position. Nasa Woomer added that she hopes Santos gets kicked out of Congress.
All right. And he very well might. I mean, that's what they're looking to do. You know, when it comes to the ChatGPT, I actually had a conversation with somebody over the weekend about this, too. And they brought up an interesting point, which is employers now, one of the main skills that they're looking for is, are you familiar with how to use artificial intelligence? So if employers want people to, like, your future job is, we want to make sure you know how to use artificial intelligence, then instead of being penalized, maybe kids should be encouraged to figure out how to use artificial intelligence to get stuff done instead of being penalized for using it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was an interesting concept, but I understand, obviously, from a teacher's perspective and a learning perspective, you want somebody, just like we have calculators, right? We had calculators growing up, but oftentimes, depending on the test, you weren't allowed to use the calculator.
Right. Yeah.
They wanted you to understand all the principles behind it and be able to do it, and then also learn how to use it on the calculator at the same time.
Exactly.
And so I understand, you know, both sides of it, but I guess for a lot of educators, they're not ready to jump to the it's okay to use artificial intelligence just yet.
Yeah, I mean, teachers, you know, they usually, like, maybe after a test, give you 5 minutes to, hey, you can open the book and see if you can't get an answer or two, but you couldn't use the book for the whole thing.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. Interesting. Oscar Mayer changing the name of its Wienermobile after 87 years. They're going to change it to Frankmobile. Oh, geez. Don't worry. It's actually not a woke thing where they don't want it, you know, because it can't be like a transgender mobile. They're like, a Wienermobile, that's very male dominating. It's nothing like that. It's that they're going to start marketing their beefy Franks. They're all beef Franks. So with that, they need to change the name to the Frankmobile. Don't know if it's a temporary thing or if it's going to be ongoing or not. I did see this story, too, and I'll get to today's sign of the apocalypse real quick. According to a new report, more and more Americans are embracing alcohol-free drinks, either non-alcoholic or low-proof drinks altogether. It's becoming a big trend, especially amongst the younger generation. Like your millennials and things like that. All right. And leading into today's sign of the apocalypse, Bud Light is going to launch camouflage bottles amid the transgender controversy. They're going to try to come out with more masculine looking bottles. I mean, that's going to boost sales. Sure. Oh my goodness. Pensacola right now.